It's time for Initials Game 368 on the Power Trip featuring Jason Zucker.
All right, game 368. We play Initials every Friday on the Power Trip. I think you guys understand how the game works by now. If not, then there's like 367 old podcasts you should probably catch up on. iHeartRadio.
That's right.
AJ is the all-time wins leader. AJ, you've won the major, and you won last week, so you have two wins in a row. You're up
back.
Back-to-back. You're up to 131 career victories, and you're just 7 points shy of 1,200.
Thanks, Corey. Cultivated CBD has had a great time the last couple weeks. Good opportunity for them, and good opportunity for you, too. CultivatedCBD.com is going to give 20% off CBD products if I win with the promo code INITIALS at CultivatedCBD.com. That's free delivery to your door, and great products, great customer service. Cultivated CBD.
Sauce, your second all-time in wins with 116. First all-time in points with 1,235, but he's just 42 points behind you, the closest I believe he's essentially ever been.
Except that's for, over. Maybe that's over one. As well. But if I win today, the Play 20 Get 20 deal is on at Mystic Lake and Little Six. Join Club M and get $20 in free slot play when you play 20 in slots. Listen for the Play 20 Get 20 keyword if I win details at mysticlake.com.
Hawk has 74 wins. He's third. Chris, you're closing in on 1,000 points.
Yes.
You have 962, so it's still weeks away, but you're getting there.
It's still the year of the Hawk, the year of the good guys.
Good guys.
Right, we're going to continue today, and thanks to my friends at Radco, where you, if I win today, get 10% off your entire order in-store or online at Radco or online at radco.com, except for toppers. Let's do this. Thank you, Radco.
Parrish, fourth all-time in wins with 26. And Mark, you have 566 career points.
Yep, nip it in Hawk's heels.
Whoa!
If I win Initials today, head to any Cowboy Jack's location, including Sally's in Dickeytown, for a $3 Northland Vodka cocktail or 50% off any flatbread all weekend. Even if I don't win, head there anyway for all-day, everyday Northland drink specials. I'd like to personally thank Cowboy Jack's for supporting my very own Northland Vodka, as well as supporting our mission to give back to Minnesota hockey. Northland Vodka, the spirit of hockey. And please, drink responsibly.
Jason Zucker is 18th all-time in points with 6 career points. Jason, if you get 1 point, Jason, if you get 1 point, though, guess which place you're in?
17th.
No. 16th.
Whoa!
Get to your number if you just get 1 point, and alltrue.com would probably be excited if you would climb the leaderboard a little bit. ALLTROO.com.
How about if I win Initials today, I will do a free giveaway of a game use stick and a jersey.
Wow.
Today on Altruism.
Yo! I'm so sorry. Nobody's going to win.
I just made that up. You could have given away a car.
Yeah. That's what I almost went further, and then I realized last time there was a small chance.
Yeah, you almost did. You could have offered that they could have played next to you on a line in the game.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Oh, good one. Sauce.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
12 minutes late.
Speaking of games, initialsgame.com. You can buy this game. There's a home version. You guys know that?
No!
I'm glad that came up organically. You can play the home game with your friends and family at initialsgame.com. Buy it or don't. Doesn't matter to me either way.
Do this! Good guys!
But now, before we play the game...
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot, currently $31,000. Hey, are you looking to buy a new car? Save money on your current car loan with St. Paul Federal Credit Union. Now offering car loan rates as low as 1.89%. Apply today, stpaulfcu.org/KFAN, federally insured by the NCUA.
It goes up $500 every week. If you guess the set of initials, both of the letters in the right spot, you win the jackpot and $31,000. If you get one of the two in the right spot, St. Paul Federal Credit Union gets you $250. We've had a couple in the last month or so.
We're on a roll.
Let's see if we can get somebody to win the whole thing. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you from?
Seth Akinson from Shakopee.
What up, dude?
You said Seth, S-E-T-H, right, Seth?
Correct.
Right on, man.
How are you doing, Seth? Let's do this.
Seth, what are the initials you're guessing for a shot at $31,000?
Yeah, I have a jillion guess this week.
H-D. H-D is in high definition, H-D?
Correct.
Dude, that's jillion.
That's a jillion.
Yeah, I'm glad I came up with a new term.
Seth have at least one right for a shot at $31,000, and that would guarantee him $250. HD, does it get him paid?
Come on.
Sorry, Daddy.
No. Not so jillion.
Thanks, Seth.
Last week we had a guy guess what? Did he guess like...
R.
He guessed RT, and it was ST. So he got one letter, and he missed the other one by like one notch, right? HD, technically, both letters missed by just one notch. Almost had it, kind of.
Okay. I see.
No, he didn't have the C. Sorry, he didn't have the D. It was the other way, though. GC. GC. One notch away on both letters. Here we go. GC item one.
Clue number one.
Featured in 2010's due date.
Clue number two.
On Mars, Valles Marineris.
Clue number three.
Connected to a university in Phoenix, Arizona.
AJ.
Yep.
Grand Canyon?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Looks like it's Grand
Would you stop?
Canyon.
No, it's not. He's just getting started.
It's just one. Lots
Jason's
of time.
Jason's not even warmed up yet.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Yep, same with Parrish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
AJ takes the lead. 1-0 with Grand Canyon. Here's number two of GC.
Clue number one.
Connected to a famous children's character who debuted in 1969.
Clue number two.
Connected to the Houston Astros.
Clue number three.
Often seen near streets.
Hawk.
Yep.
Garbage can.
That's right.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant, Hawk.
Hawks, good guy. That was a good one. Brilliant. Those were good, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Come on now.
Hawk figured out the puzzle.
Good guys.
Garbage can, and Oscar the Grouch gets Hawk on the board. Hawk has one. AJ has one. Here's number three of GC.
Clue number one.
Often photographed or depicted with a mustache.
Clue number two.
Was 49 when he married his 21-year-old bride. Lucky.
Clue number three.
He was connected to the numbers 22 and 24.
Clue number four.
Died in 1908.
Whoa.
Mark.
Yep.
Grover Cleveland.
That's right.
Whoa!
I've been to his house. I have. Does your dad have a Grover Cleveland t-shirt?
Of course, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been to his house.
Good job, Sausage.
Marky Mark.
Who the hell is Grover Cleveland?
Parrish has one. Hawk has one. Here's number four of GC.
Come on, good guy.
Clue number one.
Is considered dangerous, complicated, and expensive.
Clue number two.
Used in the U.S. starting in the 1920s.
Clue number three.
Connected to Germany.
Clue number four.
Can feature urination, defecation, and vomiting.
Hawk.
Yep.
Gas chamber.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, good Hawk.
Come on.
Come
icky.
On
good gas
guys.
Chamber.
Icky.
Yeah, extremely icky. Yeah. Hawk
okay.
takes the lead.
Okay.
Hawk has two.
Come on,
Parrish
stupid.
Has one.
Good
guy.
Come on,
let's
come
go,
on.
Hawk. Let's
AJ
do this.
AJ has one. Sauce yet to score. No hockey sticks posted on the website yet.
Not yet.
But still, it's early.
Lots of time, Jason. Here's number five of GC.
Clue number one.
Found in the U.S. and Canada.
Clue number two.
Debuted in Minnesota near the University of Minnesota.
Clue number three.
Connected to the images of sailboats.
Clue number four.
The first word used to be super.
Clue number five.
It's connected to grooming.
What?
Mark.
Ha.
Mark was first.
Great clips.
That's right.
Man.
Oh, nice
there
job.
We go.
Right there.
That's a good
These
guy.
Are really good.
Great clips.
These are very good.
Good one, Marky Mark. He takes the, well, I guess not
nothing.
Takes the lead. Ties for the lead
That's
with
right.
Mark.
Good,
the good guys.
Come
each
on, baby.
Have two.
Here
AJ has one. Here is number six of GC.
Clue number one.
Economic connections to energy, aerospace, tourism, and agriculture.
Clue number two.
Connected to inlets, bays, lagoons, and marshland.
Jason?
Yep.
Gulf Coast?
That's right.
Whoa! Oh, Gulf Coast!
And Jason is guys. In 16th place all time is magic number 16.
Look at you.
Jason's in the game. All of a sudden, we're halfway through it. Hawk and Parrish have two. AJ and Jason with one each. Sauce, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Oh, okay. I'm just happy to be here.
Number seven of GC.
Clue number one.
Commonly connected to libraries, billiard rooms, bars, and dining rooms.
Clue number two.
Originally established in the West End of London.
Jason?
Okay.
Grand Casino?
Might as well shoot. Jason out for the rest of seven.
Clue number three.
Traditionally features aristocrats.
Clue number four.
One in Houston during the pandemic featured a drive-through.
Oh, wow.
Clue number five.
In the U.S., commonly features nudity.
What?
Final clue.
Clue number six.
Most commonly, though, in the U.S., the first word is strip.
Paul?
Mark. Hawk.
Paul AJ. Was first. Oh. Five.
Gentlemen's Club.
Yep. That a boy. Yeah, right there. How did we not get that?
Gentlemen's Club. Hmm.
It's weird how, in this room.
I'm glad I didn't figure that one out.
You look at gentlemen's clubs, and it's like, again, a bunch of aristocrats in England having tea and playing pool. It gets to America, and it's like, take your clothes off!
Yeah, boobs!
We just ruin everything.
Yeah.
Parrish
or make
and Hawk,
it better.
Or make it better.
I can't believe AJ didn't get that.
Yeah, come on, AJ.
First clue.
Parrish and Hawk have two. Come Everybody on. Else has one. It's come as on, tight
let's
as it can get.
Here's
number eight of GC.
Clue number one.
Connected to the New York Yankees.
Clue number two.
Briefly dated Marissa Tomei.
Clue number three.
Debuted in 1989.
Mark.
Oh, shoot.
Mark. George Costanza.
That's right. Why didn't I do that? I was so unsure.
Yeah! Good guys!
Seinfeld's George Costanza.
Right. Nice job, Teddy.
George.
We're going to do this today.
Yes.
We're going to do this today.
Parrish has three. Hawk has two.
Here
Everybody else has one.
Here's guys.
Number on, nine guy. Of GC.
Clue number one.
Found popularity during the Great Depression.
Clue number two.
It's connected to heat.
Clue number three.
In a standard sense, is a combination of just two things.
Paul.
Yep.
Graham cracker?
That's a really good guess, though, dude.
No, not really. This is why I'm not any good at everything. I'm hungry and I want a graham cracker.
That's right.
Sauce is out for the rest of nine.
My life has no meaning anymore.
That's right.
Clue number four.
At Serendipity 3 in New York, the Guinness World Record for most expensive commercially available one exists for $214.
AJ.
Yep.
Grilled cheese?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Nice job, AJ.
Nice job. Grilled that was a good one.
All right. Parrish has three.
Come on. Good guys.
Hawk and AJ with two each. Jason and Sauce still absolutely in this with three to go.
We got to run defense here. Come on.
Still anybody's game. Here is number 10 of GC.
Clue number one.
This is slang.
Clue number two.
Reportedly started on college campuses in the 1970s.
Clue number three.
This can reportedly decrease the threat of bacteria.
Clue number four.
This is often connected to combat troops.
Jason?
Yep.
Is it jerry cloth?
Out for the rest of 10. We're down to Sauce, AJ, Hawk, and Parrish.
Clue number five.
This is commonly connected to kilts.
Hawk.
Yep.
Going Commando.
That's right.
Oh! Oh! Ah! Of course Hawk gets it on that.
That's Hawk. That's Hawk's
dream. That a boy.
That's one of his dreams.
He got that instantly with a kilt.
Wearing a dress, wearing a kilt.
That's the most
good guys. Here we go.
He's ever rang in this game.
All right, Parrish has three and Hawk has three. Jason and Sauce, you each have one, so you two have to run the table to tie. AJ, you're still, right in this because you're just one back with two to go. Here is number 11 of GC.
Clue number one.
Originated in the 1800s.
Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Go for it.
Graham Cracker?
He gambled.
That's right.
Oh, yeah!
That's a classic example. I go, that's Graham Cracker. Okay, here.
You have we have it in our heads.
Yes. I wasn't ready to go for it, though.
That's a win for the good guys, no matter what.
No, it isn't.
Shoot!
I thought I had one shot. So Parrish is going for the win.
Come on, Perry!
Hawk, you need this for the tie.
Right.
If anybody else gets it, of course, Parrish wins. So it's one of the good guys.
Good guys win!
And Graham Cracker.
Rolling with casino money, baby.
That's right, baby!
Parrish going for the win. Hawk needs this for the tie. Here's number 12 of GC.
Clue number one.
William Clement is credited with developing its form.
Clue number two.
Can be tens of thousands of dollars.
Clue number three.
Commonly carved.
Paul.
Yep.
Grandfather clock.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Sauce!
Parrish gets the win.
You do anything all day and you pull that one?
I don't know. I was waiting. There's one I was waiting on and he didn't use it.
Dude, nice win, Parrish. He gambled with
I pulled the sauce on that. Went for
it. Parrish, what happens now that you won?
Well, now since I won, head to any Cowboy Jack's location, including Sally's in Dinkytown, for a $3 Northland vodka cocktail or 50% off any flatbread all weekend long.
Oh, man, it's the year of the
That's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you, Cowboy Jack's. Yeah. Good guy!
Congrats, Mark. All right, a special segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. When the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it.